The Gemara says on the top of Daf Mem and Beis that Avodah Zarah Lahana Chatati L'Adam Yosh Shekein B'Sayif. You can't learn out Avodah Zarah from these two because they are B'Sayif. And Rashi explains what is Mishkin B'Sayif. Yerni Dachas is B'Sayif. Eidim Zaymim, the Parashah Sa Mashma Shemidim Maritzeh. Min Chsev Nefesh B'Nefesh Ayim Ba'ayim. So it's like Rashi, it's Mashma that the Ikka case of Eidim Zaymim. And the Pasuk is when they're being made on Ritzeh, like the Pasuk says, Nefesh B'Nefesh. And the Chai Rashi means that sounds like you were killing the Eidim Zaymim for what they wanted to do. So it must be talking about that they're being made on a Ritzech. Taisis asks the Kash on Rashi, says, what's the right? We're talking about a Ritzech. Anyone, they can be made on any Chayv Mises Bezdin. Anyone who they want to be Chayv Misa, they're going to get the Misa as well. So Nefesh Nefesh means we take away their Nefesh, we're trying to take away his Nefesh. And what right do you have from here? They're talking about Ritzech. It could be talking about any type of Chayv Mises Bezdin. And I was thinking that maybe the Pshat could be there. Rashi understood the Nefesh B'Nefesh in the Pasuk doesn't mean that we take away the Nefesh of the Edim because they wanted to take away Pliny's Nefesh, but Nefesh B'Nefesh is going on the Nidon. We take away the, we punish the Edim, when they're being made, Nefesh B'Nefesh, they're being made on Pliny that he wanted to take away, that he took away the Nefesh of somebody else, and therefore his Nefesh would be taken away. And being that they're being made on the case of Nefesh B'Nefesh, therefore we give that to the Edim as well. So Nefesh B'Nefesh is not going on the Edom, it's going on the Nidain. So then it's Mefurish in the Pasuk that we're talking about when they were made on a situation of Nefesh B'Nefesh, which means Ritzicha, they're being made that Reuven killed Shimon, and therefore his Nefesh should be taken away. And the Fidat the Taki is a good Raya from the Pasuk. And I found that the Rashash Taki says this in Rashi, and he adds a nice Knech. He says, that's why Rashi quotes the end of the Pasuk. He says, Menechsev Nefesh B'Nefesh Ayin Ba'ayin, because by Ayin Ba'ayin, it has to mean like that it's going on the Nidain, not going on the Edom. They're being made on somebody whose eye should have been taken out because of the eye that he wanted to take out. And just like over there, Ayin B'Ayin is going on the Nidah, and Nefesh B'Nefesh is also going on the Nidah. And that's where Rashi is Mayrach, and he writes, Menechsev Nefesh B'Nefesh Ayin B'Ayin. And he points out that Taisus is Meduk. When he quotes Rashi, he just quotes the Nefesh B'Nefesh. He says, Masha Shemina Mesech, Menechsev Nefesh B'Nefesh. But he doesn't quote Ayin B'Ayin. Could be Taisus didn't have that gear, said Rashi. And if you that, it's not a good kasha because you don't see from the pasuk we're talking about Ritzech. But the way Rashi says it, where he quotes Ayin Ba'ayin, and Taka fits in very nicely that there would be a raya from here that we're talking about the being made on somebody who killed, and that's what the Nefesh B'Nefesh is referring to. But the Ikka Zach, if you learn like that in Rashi, the Nefesh B'Nefesh is going on what they were made on. They were made on Reuven that he wanted to kill Shimon. That's the Nefesh B'Nefesh, so it's a little bit Tzarechian. Why does that need to be mentioned in the pasuk? Why are we mentioning what he wanted to do to Pliny, and therefore it goes back in him? There is what Pliny was going to get. Why do we have to mention that he wanted to do Nefesh B'Nefesh? Just say that he was going to get killed, so they get killed. Why is the other Nefesh being mentioned over here? If you learn Kipshutai, that's going on the Edim, that we take away the Nefesh of the Edim because they wanted to take away his Nefesh, it makes sense. But if Nefesh B'Nefesh is going on the Nidan and on the person he allegedly killed, then why is that mentioned in the Pasuk B'Chlal? And I thought that maybe it's a riot to a side from Rabbi Chanan. He writes in Ksubis in the third parak that the gather of the Einish of Edom Zemim is not the pshat that because he wanted to kill Pliny, therefore we kill you. So again, Einish because of what he wanted to do to them, Mida Kenega Mida, but the pshat is that the Gzar Din that was supposed to go on the Nidain, now that it ends up being Sheker, goes back in the Edom. So in other words, we treat the Edom as if they did whatever they claim the Nidain did. They said Reuven killed Shimon, now they're Nimtzu Zemim, so now we take that din, that Gemara din of Reuven killing Shimon, we put on the Edom as if they killed Shimon and made their Nidain in that same din that he had. So if you that, it's very meduic that the Pasuk says, we mention exactly what happened. You give the Edom, L'sachas Einach Aleim, because Nefesh B'Nefesh, because they did Nefesh B'Nefesh. They're being made on Pliny that he did Nefesh B'Nefesh, and therefore we view them as doing Nefesh B'Nefesh, and that would be the reason why they get that Einish.